What's the frustration stemming from what put him over the top yesterday?
Well, yeah, I can promise you I won't fire any out at you. But, I think you, any former players or even current players, like, they really don't dwell on stuff like that a lot. I mean, it does hit a message and does hit a chord. But, any guy who's been in a locker room, I mean, every second word, it's a conjunction. It's not a swear word. It's an adjective. I mean, so they don't really, you know, obviously it's very pointed and there's a lot of emphasis when a coach does that. But, Mike Yeo's not that kind of coach either. That's the funny thing. That's why it does maybe resonate a little bit more. But, I think players knew that what the message was, for sure. And the fact is that when your team hasn't really been throwing a lot of wins on the board, when you come to practice the next day, you better be 20 of the hardest working guys in the league, and that's exactly what Mike Yeo expected. But unfortunately, he didn't get that kind of response. Guys were a little sloppy and just weren't focused, and he wanted to see, he wanted to see a response of some sort that would, make them better at some point, whether it was the next game or the two games afterwards, because you don't snap out of things, not in hockey. You usually climb your way out, and that means playing, three or four games where maybe you sneak a point and maybe lose one and then maybe, battle in the other one, and then finally all of a sudden you start winning again. But, you don't snap out of things the same way you don't all of a sudden go into a tailspin. I mean, that tailspin, even most people will tell you, has been generated by, a few games where you may have been winning, but all of a sudden you cheated a little bit on a few things, and all of a sudden you got in some bad habits, and then all of a sudden you're losing, and you don't know why. Well, you just hit look three or four games prior. So he just wanted to see a response, and he gave him, an earful, and that's kind of it, and we'll see how they respond here tonight.
Well, Mike, you said it. This is not a coach prone to these kind of outbursts. You've been in those dressing rooms. You've been on the ice. The one thing you can't do is pull that out half a dozen times a year, because after a while, let's face it, players roll their eyes and go, that is coach being coach again. When it comes from a guy like Yao, who isn't known for that, it does carry more weight, does it not?
I think so. And, I've known Mike Yeo. I called games that he played in the International Hockey League at the time, 15 to 20 years ago. So, he was always that type of player too. Even though he would drop the gloves without thinking about it too much, he was a quiet, intense kind of guy. He had that kind of attitude. He wasn't a loud, boisterous, in your face guy. He had the quiet intensity, and that's how he's coached. So I think the fact that he finally reached his boiling point, that's the kind of thing that players may sit up and take notice on, and hopefully they do, because this team is underachieving clearly, because even though they've had their run of illnesses and injuries and whatnot, they definitely need to find a way to get some focus in their game and get some intensity in their game, because even with some guys out of the lineup, they should be doing better than they are.
Yeah, you used the word focus, Mike. Coaches don't go off because their teams aren't good enough. If they're overmatched, they're overmatched. It's things like focus, execution, showing the passion, the commitment. What do you see? Where's the biggest deficit with this club right now?
Well, maybe there's a little bit of a continuity issue. Like I said, there's been so many games where they haven't had at least one of their top four D-men. Their lineups have had to shift up, so many times because of illness or injury. And goaltending, I think, has kind of been the kind of thing where you can't win in this league without a good goaltender. And this is not laying it all on the goaltender's lap. This is just saying, though, players will play different in front of goaltenders depending on how the goaltender's playing. And if you have a goaltender that you know is going to, you know, save your bacon every once in a while and be consistent back there for you, it gives the guys a little confidence up front. It gives them a little bit more risk-reward type play, which, you know, you need to have, I think, with the parity in this league. And it gives you the confidence to know that, you know, he's going to be there for you. I mean, I think there's about 51% right now of the games in this league are decided by one goal, which means the closeness of the games just means that you better have a goaltender that's not going to give up any freebies. And, so right now, I think it's just more of a confidence of playing your own game. They right now are in a situation where, you know, sometimes you don't do enough, but then sometimes you do too much. Sometimes you end up trying to do another guy's job instead of everyone just kind of pulling their rope the way they're supposed to. So, you know, it's been that way, you know, for a little bit here. And that's why I think Mike went off, because he knows as well as anybody that you don't get out of that by just continuing to do the same things. You got to get out of that by you know, being harder workers, by coming to the rink ready and mentally ready to get better. And so, you know, hopefully that's something that they, because they were starting to do that a little bit, but, you know, you can't keep taking one step forward and two steps back. So and we're getting to the time of the year where you start to look and say, you know, if you fall too much, if you're further back, then you're just going to be looking up the rest of the year. So that's kind of where they're at. And like I said, Mike, I think, recognizes that, and the players recognize that, but now they have to act on it.
Mike Greenley, analyst for the Minnesota Wild, joins. Mike, where do you think management stands in this? Is next potentially a little bit of a shakeup in the room? Will they be patient, or do you think they'll look to make a move?
Well, I mean, I think you ask a GM, he's always looking for something, right? I mean, depending on what's out there. I mean, I think from a goaltending perspective, maybe you look for some help there, but there's not really that much out there. And if you do head outside either free agency or your own system, then you're looking at, you know, giving up, you know, picks or prospects or even top players to get a bona fide goaltender, because you don't want to go and make a move for a guy and then not really have him be solid enough to really do much better than what you got. So, I mean, because then you've just basically you've just replaced, you know, you've replaced something with something similar and you've given something up for it. So, and you probably in the long run, you've made yourself worse. So, that's probably a situation. Like I said, this lineup is starting to get healthier, and that's good. But now they need to get their game in shape, and obviously it starts from the goaltenders on out.
Well, you're what, 6 points out right now. There's certainly it's not a hopeless situation if you can get healthy and the team responds. There's lots of time to give management a good indication of which direction the team's going between now and the deadline.
No question. I mean, Mike Yeo said that this morning in his presser. He just said, hey, you know, we've got half a season left. There's a lot of time to do a lot of good things here. So, you know, it's not a situation where it's where you're saying, well, how are we going to ride out the rest of this year? And you know, are we going to start bringing the young kids up to look at them? That kind of thing. That is definitely not where the Wild are at. They're at a situation where they're saying, hey, guys, we need to get our game together because we have a strong second half to look for, and we have the kind of lineup where the expectations are you guys are going to be challenging for playoff spots and positions and everything. So that's the attitude that they have, and that's why, you know, it's been a little emotional here based on that in the last few days, just because, you know, the expectations and realistic expectations are that they should be in a better spot than they are. So, but like I said, there's no panic yet. It's just about, you know, it's time to get off the, you know, the stool there and step up and start, you know, working on our game and getting everybody on the same page and turning this thing back the other way.
Mike, always good to catch up with you, and we appreciate we didn't have to pull out the bleep machine for that interview. So thank you very much. We'll talk to you again soon.
You bet. That's always a positive.